Back here on today's Manly Radio Sports page, we're catching up with J.D. Boer, who unfortunately is now the former boys basketball coach here at Pella Christian. Unfortunate for us, fortunate for J.D., a new opportunity, a new exciting opportunity has presented itself. J.D., if you wouldn't mind just telling us a little bit about this new opportunity for you and your family and how that kind of came about.
Yeah, sure. So we finished up our fourth basketball season here at Pella Christian, and was approached by a guy, my former boss, Brian Van Haften at Dort University, about an assistant coaching position there. And, we have a lot of love for Dort, and we have a lot of love for that program. So it's something that was, intriguing for us. And we're excited about it. We're excited about the new venture. So I'll be an assistant basketball coach, and Erica, my wife, will be an assistant volleyball coach there. So, the Lord opened a lot of doors for us, and made it very apparent to us that this was the right decision for us. It doesn't make it any harder on this end, or any easier on this end. Like it's been a bit of a tough time here, honestly, of just emotionally, of just dealing with leaving. This is a place, Pella Christian and the town of Pella and the community has been great to us, and we're sad to leave, but we know that the Lord has great plans for us moving forward and for the school and community moving forward, and we're excited to see how that plays out all the way around.
And one thing that we kind of touched on off the air, but you just kind of alluded to it too, is it's never easy to necessarily say goodbye to the friendships and things like that, and it doesn't necessarily mean the friendships end, but when you're not around the people that you're around the whole time, or that you've been around for years here at Pella Christian, when you're taking this new position, in terms of making those goodbyes and things like that, just what's been kind of the thing that stood out to you throughout this process of just realizing the impact that not only the city of Pella, but Pella Christian has made on you and your family over the last 4 years?
Yeah, I think, a lot of relationships. You just think about, hopefully we've done some things that have made impacted on, may have impacted our community and the people around us, but certainly we feel the impact on us and our lives. And just, what makes Pella and Pella Christian so special is just the support that you have, and that has been so true for us in just a variety of ways, not only as a teacher, but as a coach, and then just family things. This is a special community and a special place to us. And as challenging as it's been to say some of those, goodbyes, whatever, in terms of leaving, it's also been really affirming of just, some people who have expressed their gratitude and expressed, what it's meant to be here. And we're just thankful for that and thankful for the people who have come alongside us and supported us, not only while we're here, but in this process of moving on as well.
And we're talking to J.D. Boer on today's Lately Radio Sports page, and there's obviously been a lot of great moments over the last couple of years here for you and the Pella Christian boys basketball team. And I know the same could be said for Erica with coaching volleyball as both a head coach and an assistant. If you wouldn't mind just sharing some of the memories that stand out to you as things that as you take this new position at Dort, you're just going to look back on fondly over your time at PC.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones. Some challenging ones as well, but my first time coaching was in COVID, there was like 10 people in the gym, so that's kind of crazy when you look back at that first 2020-21 season. But then I think you look back at just some awesome games. The Pella rivalry is always one that you kind of look back on just because the gym was packed, and homecoming games, especially this last year when we had a crazy close game. And that's certainly a great memory. Sub-state games, those are ones that I'll always remember, of being in Pleasantville's gym and just the crowd was crazy. It was just packed to the rafters, and we played one of the best games that we played on the season. And then the next year, which would be 23, when we beat West Burlington and Oski, and that gym was rocking, and that was a crazy atmosphere and a crazy game. And it's just so fun to look back on that and the people. And that's probably the biggest thing, it's just the people, the players, that have impacted us, and, I told him, you know, my two-year-old son, he loves the basketball boys, you know, and I'm happy that he loves the basketball boys, you know, because we do too. They're great kids, great people to coach and do life with, and that will continue on, you know, beyond us leaving here at Pella Christian. And but also just, you know, just special shout-out to my assistant coaches. I mean, just the people that I got to do this with, Marvin White, Dan Branderhorst, Zach Vanderlinden, Jake Fancher, Chandler Brunstein, Dwayne Bruxford, different people who have been involved in our high school program and our youth program as well. There's really good people here, and they really came alongside, you know, and we worked together to really have a mission and a desire to do things in a certain way. And relationships were the most important thing for us, and honoring God through those. And I thought, I don't know, I'm just proud to be a part of that, you know, and I'm hopeful that those relationships can be the lasting impact and legacy here at Pella Christian as those continue to develop and grow, and as we see these young men continue to grow older and do great things in life. So,
one memory I got to touch on too, because you briefly mentioned 2023 there with the West Burlington game at Oskaloosa.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go for about a week and a half with a memory here, because you got Wilton before that, which was an overtime win, West Burlington, which was, you know, last second win.
Yeah.
And then preparing for the state tournament, you also had the birth of a baby in there as well. Yeah. You know, when you look back and you think about that whole 2023 run, especially just when you think of that one in particular, how does that equate in the list of memories here, just the entirety of what you've done here at Pella Christian?
Yeah, that's so great. You know, it's just fun. It's just, it's so crazy to just look back on that and just like, man, we were just, an overtime win and then a crazy game in Oski, and then Isaiah being born, Isaiah being 2 days old at the state tournament game. Oh, it's just that, that's so fun to think about. Just, it's all a blur, right? I'm thankful for you know, things that you guys do to help, you know, remember some of those moments and pictures like that, because that was just a wild time. But we've enjoyed the craziness. You know, my wife and I, our family, we just kind of embrace the chaos and just roll with it. You know, that was pretty chaotic, but a lot of great things there as well.
And it was a lot of fun, and I remember getting to talk with both of you at the state tournament about some of that stuff. It is just it's fun to just have those types of memories. And now as you move on, you get ready to make new memories. You'll do so with one of your former players joining you at Dort this next year, with Tyson DeVries going to continue his basketball career up there. And then you'll be playing Northwestern College, where Dane Geeting signed to on Friday. When you look at that connection too, and just knowing that you're going to go up there, you're going to get to coach one of your former players up at Dort and get to coach against some of your former players as well, what does that mean to you to just have somebody like that that knows you going in the door, and you're not just wholly making 100% new connections with this new team?
Sure. Yeah, you know, we're really excited. I mean, Dort's got a great program, a great team. Coach Van Haften, like I mentioned, is a guy that we love, and Dort's things are really going well at Dort right now, you know, so there's a lot of exciting things happening there. But yeah, it's fun when you think about not only those guys who will be coming up to Northwest Iowa and joining in on the rivalry with Tyson and Dane, you know, other guys there at Dort, EJ Fransman, you know, Bennett's up there, Lincoln Jack. I better not start listening, because there's a lot of Isaacs up there. There's a lot of Dort guys that I have connections with. My brother plays on the Dort team as well. Some of those guys, I was at Dort as a graduate assistant before coming to PC, so some of those guys are still there that I maybe played a role in terms of recruiting. So there's a lot of connections there, and that's certainly something that's appealing to us, because, we're not walking into something that we don't know or love or believe in, you know, and I think that's really important, because truthfully, we wouldn't be leaving Pella Christian if it wasn't for something that we were really excited about and an opportunity that presents some great things for us and our family. So this is that, you know, and it's some of those people that you mentioned and some other people in that program that's going to make for an exciting time as we transition over to Sioux Center.
And as we're winding down our conversation here with J.D. Bohr on today's Lately Radio Sports page, just got to ask, any final thoughts or things you'd like to share about your time here at Pella Christian, about the new role at Dort, or just anything that we didn't cover that maybe we should have hit?
Yeah, you know, I just I'll say this, you know, I'm really excited about the future of Pella Christian in all aspects. You know, I think the Lord is doing great things in this community and in this school, and there's great people here, and you know, I just will always be Eagles fans. You know, we're going to be on the other side of it now, where we're going to be tuning into Tyler Crabb over and over throughout the winter, you know, and seeing how the Eagles are doing. I think the future is really bright for this basketball program, you know, and I'm looking forward to cheering those guys on, and you know, just getting our fix here from a different perspective of Eagles athletics. But yeah, a lot of great things happening, and that is absolutely going to continue to happen, you know, and it will, because there's great people here, and this next coach will be a blessing to this community as well, and looking forward to following along.
I'm looking forward to following along with your guys' journey at Dort. JD, appreciate the time, appreciate all that you've done, not only for the Pella Christian Boys basketball team, but even the things you've done for our station with coaches' corners, providing stats for games, and in addition to that as well, helping us with our Football Friday night coverage. Won't be the same without you this year, but, you know, appreciate your time, appreciate all you've done. Best of luck up at Dort.
Yeah, it's been a blessing, and I appreciate all the work that you've done to make this an enjoyable experience too. And you know, it's a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to it. Thanks, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was J.D. Bohr, head coach, or former head coach of the Pella Christian Eagles, new assistant coach at Dort University, here on today's Lately Radio Sports page.